cold Canadian high pressure will dominate our weather the next couple of days, but temperatures will begin to moderate tomorrow, and by midweek, temperatures will be above average and quite mild for this time of year, only to crash again in the wake of a frontal passage on Thursday. Well, it's been a mainly sunny day with some areas of high clouds moving through. The mainly clear skies will continue overnight with some high and mid-level clouds trying to make their way in for some. That should temper the overnight cooling a bit and keep the overnight lows from falling quite as far as they did last night. It'll still be quite cold with lows well down in the 20s for most. The surface ridge access will shift to the east of us Tuesday, and a warming trend will begin with highs in the mid and upper 40s and possibly low 50s for some Tuesday afternoon. Clouds will be on the increase Tuesday night in response to an approaching system, and by Wednesday it'll be noticeably milder with highs running well into the upper 50s. Thursday will continue to be mild with showers moving through along a cold frontal passage. The rain will taper off Thursday evening as the front moves east of the region. That will bring a shift in the winds to the northwest, and cooler, drier air will filter in with significantly cooler temperatures for Friday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather for today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma says that no severe thunderstorm areas are forecast as a modifying continental polar air mass is returning northwestward across the southern Gulf to the southern plains in response to weak lee cyclogenesis over the southern high plains. Surface heating will be limited by mid and high level clouds. The primary thunderstorm risk will develop farther west this afternoon and evening across eastern Arizona and New Mexico in advance of the next upstream short wave now over Southern California. Ascent and gradual low-level moistening this afternoon through tonight will support the development of weak buoyancy across the southern Rockies with an attendant risk for a few thunderstorms. Overnight, the risk for a few elevated thunderstorms will spread northeastward into western Kansas in a strengthening warm air advection regime in the northwest edge of the returning moisture plume from the southern plains. Over the past 24 hours, the lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high on Sunday of 86 at El Centro, California and Imperial, California, to a low Monday morning of 3 degrees at Yellowstone Lake in Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast tomorrow in New York City, it'll be partly sunny with a high in the low 50s. For Boston, mostly sunny with a high near 50. And in Buffalo, sunny with a high in the mid-50s and a busy breeze out of the south from 10 to 15 miles an hour. The Albany, New York climate normals for today. Normal maximum temperature is 53 degrees with a record of 76 set in 1994. Normal minimum temperature is 34 degrees with a record of 17 set in 1951. Sunrise and sunset data for today, November 4th. Sunrise was at 6:33 a.m. Sunset will come at 4:44 p.m. And for tomorrow, November 5th, sunrise at 6:35 a.m. and sunset at 4:43 p.m. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Tonight, partly cloudy and cold with lows in the upper teens. Tuesday, mostly sunny, highs in the upper 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid-lower Hudson Valley, including Chicopee, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England. Mostly clear this evening, then becoming partly cloudy with lows in the middle 20s. Tuesday, partly sunny with highs in the lower 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, as well as the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown. Partly cloudy tonight, cold with lows in the lower 20s. Mostly sunny Tuesday with highs in the upper 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington. Mostly clear this evening, then becoming partly cloudy. It'll be cold with lows in the lower 20s. Tuesday, partly sunny with highs in the upper 40s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east of southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, partly cloudy tonight with lows in the middle 20s, and Tuesday it'll be mostly sunny with highs in the upper 40s. Your extended forecast region-wide for Wednesday becoming mostly cloudy with highs in the middle and upper 50s. Thursday, showers move through, still mild though, with highs in the mid and upper 50s and low 60s. And for Friday, turning partly cloudy, windy, and cooler with highs in the middle and upper 40s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Jason Caterina.